Doug and Kim from your family-friendly morning show catching up with one of our friends who's now a big TV star, Denver, of Denver and the Mile High Orchestra. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you?
Man, I was so jazzed when I first heard about you guys being involved in the Next Great American Band on Fox. How did you, or who was the one who said, let's try for this thing?
Well, I mean, I think it was kind of a collective effort, you know. My wife and I, Amy, you know, we both love American Idol, and a good friend of mine, I've had a couple of good friends on American Idol, Mandisa Hunley, who's obviously so a wonderful gospel music singer now, but also Melinda Doolittle. I went to college there at Belmont with her in Nashville. You know, she used to actually open for the Mile High Orchestra. That's not going to be happening anytime soon. But just dear friends that were on the show. So we would watch a lot. And at the end of American Idol last year, you know, Ryan Seacrest was advertising that there's going to be, you know, the producer of American Idol are putting together a show. It's very similar to American Idol, but for bands. And they said, you know, it doesn't matter the genre, it doesn't matter the age, you know, we're just looking for some really great talent. And, you know, when you're a big band of all things, you know, you're really always trying to find more avenues of exposure, you know, when you're not always like the biggest, hottest, mainstream kind of sound. And that, you know, we've been there for a decade. That's not new news to us, but we thought this would be a chance for our music and, you know, the passion and love and purpose that we have and the faith that we have as a band to really be able to, you know, be shared on a larger scale. So, you know, I thought about it in my mind the second I heard the commercial, and then about 10 minutes later, I had two or three guys in my band calling me on the phone saying, did you hear what they just said on TV? We should send in a tape for that thing. I said, are you serious? You think we should? And they're like, man, it's a no-brainer. Let's do it. And I think that's how, you know, the conversation got started.
Well, I've got to think that people are more open in general to your style of music. I know one of the comments from one of the judges, Dicko, as far as, you know, thinking that you guys were great but not as commercially viable as other bands. I mean, when you look at Harry Connick Jr. and Michael Bublé and the whole swing thing, I mean, there's definitely a bigger market, I think, than ever before for what you guys do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I've always told people the style of music that we do is timeless. You know, it's not going to go out of style because it's good music. You know, we're a bunch of young guys trying to do a very timeless sound, and we try to bring a contemporary edge to that style as well. You know, I've always told people, hey, we're kind of like a modern-day big band, you know. We do a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new and kind of stir them in the pot and mix them together. So I agree with you. I think, you know, I think America's at a place where even now more than ever before, they're more receptive to our style of music, and I think hopefully even the show will even continue on that momentum, you know, I'm very excited about what lies ahead.
Well, and you have to wonder, when one of the judges there, again, back to Dicko, when all he's got to critique you on is your suit on the first week, I mean, we're kind of grabbing at straws here to rib you on something.
Well, in the second week, all he could really say was the tie. So I'm gaining some ground on him. I'm gaining some ground on him. And, you know, the neat thing for me, too, is on last week's show, Sheila E., one of the other judges, who's really been a strong advocate for us so far on the show, she was mentioning, you know, about groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago, groups that really have made a really strong, relevant impact, you know, on commercial mainstream music, you know, for a long time. And, you know, being put in the same category as those kinds of groups is, you know, not only an honor, but hopefully it was a reminder to America that, hey, you know, horns and can be cool again, kind of a thing, you know, so we're very excited.